Ag bankers have a deep appreciation for the important role producers play in our economy and the unique challenges they face.
One of the witnesses was Tony Hotchkiss of Evansville, Indiana, chairman of the Agriculture and Rural Bankers Committee of the American Bankers Association. He told lawmakers about the connection between bankers and farmers.
Banks continue to be one of the first places that farmers and ranchers turn when looking for agricultural loans. With our deep connection to farmers and ranchers, banks are often the first to see changes within balance sheets and cash flows on the farm operation, often due to changing economic conditions.
This is what they're seeing now.
With rising input costs and lower commodity prices, farmers and ranchers have worked through the liquidity and working capital they built up over the past few years at a more rapid pace than anticipated, and are now beginning to leverage equity through refinancing debt. This has made agricultural bankers feel like they are looking over the cliff in regards to the agricultural economy. For example, we are hearing that bankers already are starting to refinance debt for almond growers in California, and we are hopeful this is an outlier and not a growing trend.
He encouraged lawmakers to pass a farm bill and to keep current tax exemptions for farmers, such as the estate tax and capital gains exemptions. He also supported the Access to Credit for Rural Economy, or ACRE, Act, which he said would create a level playing field for all lenders to agriculture. I'm Sabrina Halverson.